You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined by the legend Sam. You will recognise him from Radio 1 and now the face of Critic. I'd go as far to argue. How are you this morning, Sam?
I'm good. Yeah, you'd be surprised how comfortable those couches are.
Yes. Now, if you're wondering what the heck is Sam talking about, Sam, please tell the people what chaos are you causing?
I don't know why. I suggested this as a joke at a writer's meeting. I was like, oh, you know, do you reckon it'd be possible to, like, live on campus? Initially, I suggested the Central Library, but, you know, the university obviously wouldn't let that happen. For obvious reasons, because it gets closed at 11.
Yeah.
But then yesterday, we were like, oh, you just sleep in the Critic office. Mm-hmm. And I was like, true, because there's, like, everything you need there. There's a kitchen right next to it. There's bathrooms. It's everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so for a week, so Tuesday to Tuesday, I'm going to be living on campus. But there is a rule that if I want to leave campus, I've got to take a door with me.
Is that why there's the door in Critic?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's been there for ages, but we're just door. Yeah.
And have you used that as your get-out-of-jail-free card yet?
I had a workshop in the Hunter Centre. Do you know where that is? Over by the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to walk the door over because I figured, hey, this is technically off campus.
Yeah.
So I took it with me. in yesterday's wind.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Like, yeah.
And so let's chat logistics.
Yeah.
Food, water, clothes, showering, What's the haps?
So start with food. We did a little bit of a shop, but for lunches, I'm going to be going to Clubs and Socks for the $4 lunch.
Yeah, shout out $4 lunch.
Shout out $4 lunch. What was the second one?
Food, clothing.
Oh, yeah, clothing. I've packed a little suitcase, but this is a little bit cheaty. My sister lives just off campus, so every day, I think I'm going to use it once. I'm going to give her a bag with my washing in it and get her to go and do it. Only once this week, though, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And what about, like, the privacy of sleeping? Because, listen, Critic, it's a bit of a glass box.
It is, yeah. We've played into that joke a bit. There's the, have you seen the sticker on the window that says, don't touch the glass?
It scares the animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I went to boarding school, and until year 13, they didn't really give you your own room.
Yeah.
So I'm, yeah, no biggie. And it's not as if anyone walks around.
Well,
like, up there at night.
Sam, you're sleeping, though. How could you possibly know that?
Well, that's for them to know and me to not know. Sometimes living in ignorance is nice.
No, absolutely, eh? You're just like, I actually don't want to know if people are walking past me right now.
Yeah, not my monkey, not my circus.
I think the expression is, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Oh.
Not my monkey, not my circus. You said it. And now, is this project for any particular reason?
I mean, as I said before, I suggested it as a joke at a writer's meeting, and we ended up here. Yeah, it's going to be an article or two about it, just talking about the logistics of it. And there's also going to be daily challenges, which you can vote for on the Critic Instagram story. There will be suggestions.
Nice.
I think we're doing suggestions today, and then later on today, we'll pick three of the challenges, and you'll be able to vote which one you want me to do. And yeah, and then I'll get a reward. I think my reward for tonight is a box.
A box of alcohol.
Yes.
Nice. Congratulations. Yeah. Sam, I have one last question for you. This one, I've been worried about this. It was keeping me up last night while I was thinking about it. I think that you could become the next Mockingjay of the University of Otago. You could cause an uprising here of people staying on campus all the time. Have you thought of any ideas of, like, how to negate people from doing this? Do you want people to give this a go?
Honestly, like, if you want to, you know, give it a hack. But, like, you know, I'd imagine most people don't actually care that much. You know, it's just one of those things. It's like, ha, look at that idiot. He's sleeping on campus.
What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy.
What a doofus, yeah.
Hey, well, all going well, we will park up our tents alongside the clock tower. We'll stand in solidarity with you, Sam.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Love your work. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.